only a one-time thing. Anybody knows, like, all the other first dates, like, under 40, 30. I think the first that I ever had was, like, at a Wendy's on, like, a school trip, dog. It was, like, $12.
Not the cow, bro.
I know. I was, like, when I was a kid.
Wagwan. Good morning. Good night and good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome. My name is General G. JK, my name is Ty, and I'm joined with
Megan,
RJ,
and welcome to Z Views Podcast. Because we started this. Want to know why we started this, guys?
No.
To get myself a new wig. Before we get started today, let's run a few ads so I could buy myself some new shades and a wig for my boy. Say hi to boy.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Who is that boy? I don't know who that was talking. Anyway, what are we talking about today, Megan?
So today's topic is social media, a social disease. So we're talking about like how our generation feels about social media. Andre, what's your? So when did you first realize social media could affect your mental health for better or worse?
That's a very good question. I'll say you can go into like a tumbleweed of just comparing yourself to others. I think even though it's just people like highlighting their best parts rather than just like the most parts, you know what I mean? So you can look at someone could be going through a rough period, but like during that rough period, they get like one high point and they'll like put that up there. And that could kind of be like, dang, that's probably their life 24/7. Why can't I? What am I doing wrong? You know what I mean? So I guess that's one of the points that I'm thinking of. What do you think, Megan?
Yeah. I think the first time that I realized it could affect our mental health is during the pandemic, when all we were seeing is just online. We're looking at all you're communicating with your friend, you're just texting, you're not seeing anyone in person. And then it kind of just like, you just end up doom scrolling and on TikTok and never ending. And you're just consuming media all day, every day. And it's just like, not all of it was healthy, but I feel like when we were going through the pandemic, we were like, how, 16, 17?
Well, RJ here was like 32.
Yeah.
But for me, right, when I read, as a bad man, right?
As a bad man,
I do let social media affect me negatively. You understand? Right, so what I can say, it only affects me positively because I see it men gym and I'm saying, I'm like, way boy, the gal them red like that thing. Because I see them tusty gal in the comments commenting and thing. I was like, so I need to be like that because it gives me some motivation to go to gym and thing. You understand? So that's why it affected me positively. That's why I think
that's definitely a good mindset to have, you know, like
it's a great white mindset.
From what Megan said, she was like, what, doom scrolling or something like that. I feel like most people should replace that by like doing something else. Like, I want to sound like everybody else, but go outside, play some sports,
read a
like
book, that. Do something
that,
else.
That too. I mean,
yeah.
RJ, when's the last time you touched grass?
This morning.
Next question.
Next question is, how has growing up online shaped your sense of self and identity? So, like, growing up online, I mean, like, just having social media from, like, a young age. And, like, being on YouTube all the time, being on Instagram. Go Ty.
Actually, you know what? I'll need Audrey first before I say anything.
Yeah. I think it's kind of, like, kind of affecting my social norms. You know what I mean? Like, common everyday thing. Like, that's probably what everyone else is thinking. You know what I mean? But I also think it kind of – one thing I think it, like, messed up is, like, my own – like how I perceive like working out. I'm like, okay, I gotta be doing all this, all that. I gotta be locked in so I can get a good physique, stuff like that. You see all those like gym people on social media, like, dang, how do I get that? Like, this guy got like six pack. I'm like, I need that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like you see the people that are. And you see the people that are productive from the second they wake up to the second they go to sleep, and you're like, I don't know how you do that. How am I supposed to do that?
Have you seen those day in the life things? And it's like, bro, waking up at 3 a.m.
Yes, like day in the life of a college student, wake up at 3:15. I'm like,
shout out, Asha.
I'm not going. Yeah, I'm not waking up at 3:15.
Where he's diving into the water within like 4 minutes, like whole 4 minutes in the air, then landing.
Yeah, wiping banana peas on his face.
What does that do? Why does he do that?
I don't know. Ask our sponsor, Forever Radiant, for skincare needs.
I agree.
Oh my god.
Okay, I think we gotta collect ourselves and move on to the next question.
Yes. So the next question is, do you feel pressure to be perfect or constantly interesting on social media? And where does that come from?
I don't think I get pressure to be perfect on social media.
Aren't you lucky?
I think it's from my parents.
Stay
with me now. Because I always grew up, because I'm an older brother, so they obviously rely on me for most things. As in most things, I mean all things, right? So, and they always look to me as a, you know, support beam. So I don't think it's, for me, it's not social media. It's real life. Mm-hmm. It's parents and actual people around you, because they expect so much from me. They want me to carry them, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Carry them?
Yeah.
Wait, what way? Like?
I just got to carry them?
Okay. you know, I agree with Ty, like, 70%, you know what I mean? So I don't really have anything else to add. I don't really think everything is perfect on social media. So I don't really like be like, oh, I gotta be perfect just like that. Maybe like I generally don't feel pressure from social media.
I think social media is too perfect. Because one time I was taking pictures for like one of my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught me taking pictures for like 10 minutes to post on IG. Megan, I know you had someone do that for you.
10 minutes is nothing.
See what I mean?
It's like, for the 10 minutes is nothing.
It's like, it's madness.
Yeah.
But I
feel like on social media, everybody posts like the best parts of their lives. And then so you view it and you think that this person is just perfect and their whole life is just. No, I don't think so.
No, that's all I gotta say. No. Do you have any more topics that we'd like to push on to?
Yeah, of course. I have some of them. So the fourth question that I have for you guys is, have you ever caught yourself comparing your real life to someone's online highlight reel? So like anything that they've posted, and what did it feel like?
Yeah, I did. I compared myself to a guy having a Lambo. I was like,
dang, he got a Lambo.
That should be.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel like a broke. It made me feel like I had no mola in the bank account.
Yes.
The balance was the balancing. You understand? The balance wasn't up, it was down. That's how we started this podcast.
We're on our way up.
Yes, you sir. I mean? What do you think, RJ?
Oh, I can. There are times to be like, whoa, look where bro's at, you know what I mean? And then like, look where I'm at. I'm like, everybody got their own path, so it's nothing like, as long as I keep working hard, I'm going to feel like, oh, I'm in the right direction. But it doesn't really like, put me down. It kind of just puts me in a perspective like, oh, I gotta work harder. It's not like, dang, I'm what he is. It's like, oh, I just gotta work harder. So, you know what I mean? You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Megan, what do you have to say?
I think the times where I've caught myself comparing my life to someone online is like those like really fun brand trips that influencers go on. Like, they look fun. I'm sure they're horrendous, but they like, I don't know. I just want to go somewhere and vacation for free. I don't know. In my head, it just sounds like so much fun. But I know in reality, it's just, there's so much more to it than what I'm thinking of. But I don't know. It's like I'm missing out on something. Like, I want to be there too.
You kind of just like, you look at it like, wow, that's so simple. But
what places they go in?
Bali, for example.
Money? Yeah.
Exactly. I don't have that kind of money. I can't go there. But I could look at videos of people there.
And there's probably live a lot more work in the background than like what's being shown. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm so sure. Mm-hmm.
See, if you subscribe, you could find out Bali trip next.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Podcast episode from Bali. Hello.
I wonder what the producers think about that one. That's a funny question. It's definitely a funny question. Yo, what's the next question?
The next question is, how do you personally draw the line between sharing and oversharing on social media? I think this is a good question to bring up, especially because we've just started this podcast and like I'm still kind of gauging what I'm comfortable like saying, and I don't want to like overshare, but at the same time I don't want to hold myself back, so I'm still trying to like find that line of like what I'm comfortable saying,
so what's
but still making it fun.
What's an example of saying something comfortable?
Saying something comfortable?
Yeah.
Everything that I've said so far.
Are you like anti-social, like anti-media?
Everything that I said so far. I just think if you don't call people names and say allegedly at the end of every sentence, you should be good, you know?
But Shader won't have any content and stuff like that, man. What else? What are the other pages that just thrive off of content, like negative content? Like
Y'all know You Know Miles?
Who?
You Know Miles. Y'all know a guy named You Know Miles?
No.
You Know Miles?
Raps and he just makes noise. Like, he doesn't, like, hold on.
Is he one of those mumble rappers?
Yeah.
I hate those guys. I mean, I don't hate nobody, but it's like, Twitter. The world would be a better place about it, you know what I mean?
No.
I don't understand it, so it's just not for me.
He made a rap song.
Yes.
Right? The title was Rapping Fast, and it was like, And then he posted exactly like that. And he posted that shit.
Did it blow up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's got a winning method then.
Yeah.
He's got a winning method then. I can't judge. Yeah.
All right. Wait.
All right.
Before we go anywhere, wait, freeze. Put your hands in the air. Wave like it just don't care because you have an ad.
This episode is brought to you by Forever Radiance.
Nice. Shout out to Forever Radiance.
Did the ad pop up?
Yes.
Yeah.
It even pop up on my screen. Okay.
That's unfortunate. they didn't like that shout out you gave earlier.
I had no time to become General G. Wagwan. Yes, sir. With my big forehead. Yeah.
Jesus.
Sir. I had no time to switch. I didn't even pop. Anyway, what's the next question, Megan?
The next question that I have is, do you think platforms like TikTok and Instagram are helping or hurting Gen Z's mental health, or both?
Catastrophic damage has been...
It also depends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you search up something saying how to make a healthy keto diet, something like that, Then your For You page or your page will start being filled with that type of stuff because it's an algorithm. But if you're just looking at, I don't know, Drewski.
He's funny, though. He's funny.
Yeah, no, Drewski's really funny, but stuff that just, like, don't really benefit you, then it can lead you down a slippery slope, you know? And never...
So it's like a double-edged sword, but more like... I think it's... It's more bad than good, I'm not going to lie, because it's based on the person managing it, and most people I don't think manage social media good, so.
Yeah.
You get, like, those motivational quotes in the morning, you look on social media, stuff like that, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm so pumped up today.
Are you the type of guy to put that in, like, in the family group trying to say good morning, them pictures that say good morning?
No, but,
yes, you are.
I'm not. Have I sent you one?
I know you sent your mom one.
No, but I'll be saying good morning. So.
My granny sends one to the family chat every morning. Shout out, granny. What do you think, Miss Megan?
I think social media does both. like help our generation's mental health, but also harms it, because it gives us like a platform to be creative and to express ourselves, but it also opens the doors to lots of like bullying and harassment. Like some of these comments that I see on TikTok are like people just like showing off a dress that they want to wear to a wedding, and these comments are horrendous.
I think the comments are funny.
Wait, which comments?
Okay, yes, they're funny, but if you're like showing off, like, oh my god, I really like this dress, do you guys like it to wear to a wedding? And then someone's like in the comments, like, no, you look like a whale.
Is it the comments? Like,
seen,
is it the comments?
I've seen those
dress?
On TikTok.
I think that's hilarious.
Is it the comments roasting her dress or what happened?
There's comments about her dress, yeah.
Yeah, was the dress like, roastable or like
it.
How
TikTok
bad was the dress?
Like it wasn't bad. I kind of liked it.
Did you see it, Ty?
And Megan, stop lying. You didn't like it.
No, I just think that like people
was it
are just
like,
too
one, 1 out of 10. How good was the dress? That's the real case.
Like a 7. It was nice.
That means a 4
divided
no,
by 2.
No, it was nice.
Yeah!
However, I'm this oh. girl looks perfectly comfortable and she looks very happy in the dress. I'm not gonna comment and be like, oh no, don't wear that dress, it's ugly. No, she's happy, she's comfortable,
yeah.
She's confident, she wears the dress. But I feel people are just too comfortable in like TikTok comments, especially, and Instagram. Instagram comments are bad.
Yeah.
Right? They're just like, why are we so open to bullying online?
I definitely don't agree with bullying online, and I don't like, I would never comment something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's a lot of people that definitely don't care at all, and you're definitely going to receive those type of comments. So I think you got to be like wary about that when you're doing stuff on social media. You got to be prepared for stuff like that because people are ruthless. I mean, not me, but people like Ty Mitchell and stuff like that can definitely mess up your view of yourself.
Do you want me to box you or something, bro? Like we could pull a Jake Paul type fight, you know.
How much?
Whatever Mr. and Mrs. Producer pay me.
Like, they'll just give us doubles, man. That's all we get.
All right.
You got anything to add, Ty? We'll just move on.
No, because I just want to box you now. I'm mad.
Oh my god. Okay, we're gonna move on so there's no blood spilled. So the next question that I have is, have you ever felt the need to disconnect from social media for your mental health? And if you did, what pushed you to that point and what did you learn from it?
Actually, if I feel sad, God forbid, I feel
God
sad.
Forbid.
Mm-hmm. God
he's
forbid.
Always, he's always positive.
Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Yeah.
I always go on Reels because Reels is gonna be like the funniest thing on the planet. Right?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
So I actually go on, let's say, if I was like, you know, I was really late, right, today, and I got booked so bad. Right? I was so late.
Miss Producer, give me a piece for a mind.
So I was like,
you were 30 minutes late, Ty.
I was like, damn, I need to go on Reels so I could get some. You know, a good show today, and now I'm happy because I went on some Reels. So it actually helps me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like every time I go on to Instagram Reels, it's just somebody getting hurt. Is that what yours is like too?
I mean, no. Sometimes, or else it's just
like I don't use Instagram Reels because of that.
Like one time, I was on Reels and RJ's face has popped up, and I just started laughing instantly. It was mad. It was mad, actually.
Was it? Which one was it? Was it the birthday one?
Yeah, I was like, damn, Miss Producer really outed you later. Don't worry, our lovely sponsor Forever Aiden does it to me too. She finds the ugliest picture that she can find on her phone, and she posts it. Shout out to Forever Radio. Yes, sir.
Before we move on to that one, we have one more ad to run so we can get off of this topic, man. Oh my goodness.
This
episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey, can I get a reminder for the question again? Because Ty kind of threw me off.
You want to move on to the new question, or you want to talk about the other one?
No, the current question that we're doing.
Ajay has a lot on his mind, clearly.
Okay, yes. So the question is, have you ever felt the need to disconnect from social media for your mental health? And if so, what pushed you to that point, and what did you learn from it?
I mean, nothing really like pushed me off the edge, but I was kind of just like, hey, maybe that's a little bit too much social media. You know what I mean? I kind of just back away from while not use Instagram, anything like that for like a solid minute, you know, just lower down the hours.
Social media? Sorry.
No.
Have you ever what?
Have you ever been like, damn, I really need to just delete social media?
Have you?
I asked you first. How are you going to answer?
No, like, I mean, I say no.
I mean, I've done it. I've done the full delete, and then 2 hours later, all of the apps were back.
Why'd you delete
it? I thought I could handle it, but I couldn't.
Handle
and I'm not really proud of that fact. I was so bored.
What?
I was so bored.
Like, did you delete it just so you could like get like
Because I
media
felt
like detox, something like that.
I felt like I was spending too much time on my phone.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I deleted everything, but I was just so bored.
Did you say
so?
Spending too much time messaging her boys.
Yeah.
Her roster.
Boys? Just one. Just the one. Just the one.
RJ, you have a roster?
No, not me. I'm good.
You see, ladies, he's a single guy. You know, he needs love. His last girl did him so dirty. I feel like we should start a dating show, you know, just for RJ. Don't you think, Megan?
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. How would we
am
run
I,
this?
Am I getting paid?
Nah, you get paid.
It's gonna be like the, I keep seeing
bro,
all
you
like.
Get a gal,
you get girls. You get girls. That's payment.
That's negative money right there, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, true. Hey, Maya, you think must be so expensive in this god awful economy? Like Lord Shrek, me the.
Oh my god.
Speaking of like dating stuff, bro, I've been seeing like that Love Island stuff blowing up, bro.
Yeah,
I've been watched it once, but I keep hearing about it. I'm like, what's going on there? Like, they got like girlfriends have their boyfriends watching that 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
They're skipping work to watch it, bro. I'm like, what the heck?
Megan, you watch Love
Island? My friend and I just sleep over at my friend's house last night, and we watched the first 8 episodes of Love Island, like season 7.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So what's the amount of them of Ace from that show? Do you know who Ace is on that show?
Ace, yes.
Is he a good person? Because they said I reminded him. I
don't particularly. Okay, well, I'm just going to say my favorite as of right now is Nick.
I don't know what that is.
He's the one that was, I think he was a nurse. You probably wouldn't know. No. He's a black curly hair.
I haven't seen a single episode, but I just keep hearing about it. I'm like, okay.
No, I feel like I know every single part of the show just from scrolling on TikTok. I haven't watched a single episode until last night, but I know what happened in like the most recent episode.
Okay, so you're kept up through reels.
TikTok. Oh, through TikTok. TikTok. Reels. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Is that where all our funding is going? Is that where all our funding is going?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm building an army.
Okay.
Yeah. When do I get my commission?
You're gonna be General Janitor for my army.
Okay, bro.
All right, next question.
Our next question is, how does cancel culture and call out culture affect the way Gen Z interacts online?
You can't say anything crazy online or else that comment section is going to be insane.
Yeah.
You see, I'm a menace to society.
In what way?
Like, I will let my opinion be heard.
Oh.
You know, but I just can't the comment, so it saves me all that little stress, you know?
So you turn off the comments ahead of time because you know there's going to be retaliation?
And I just don't comment. That's really it, you know?
What if you don't comment? Like, comment on social media, you have, like, just... You just have your own opinion.
I just have my own opinion, but I don't think my opinion needs to be heard, you know?
So you judge, but you don't speak.
Exactly. Let me tell you, if you do that in life, you'll save yourself so much stress.
Yeah, so you're a silent menace.
No, trust me, I'll let my voice be heard, but half the time, I just don't give two flyings about this.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Megan? What's your opinion on this situation in the nation?
I just think it makes us like talking about anything online to like, because I don't want to like misspeak by accident or like say the wrong thing and then like not mean it, or like me, like I don't know how to describe it, like have like a slip and something happens. I don't know. I feel like
you say something crazy.
Yeah, like I'll say something crazy and people aren't gonna like it. They're not gonna agree with my comment or something. Like I feel like I have to think about what I say before I say it, just for like safety purposes.
Nah, I mean, remember it's a free country.
Yeah,
free speech. Your opinion isn't gonna kill someone. It might use you a couple friends that you don't have already. But, you know. Ooh, she mad. Ooh.
That's rough.
Ajay, what do you think?
Can I get a refresh of the question again?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my old age, I'm sorry. I just can't scotch call out in effect.
Like you hit your head this morning.
Okay, whatever. I mean, I think it kind of has like it's its own I don't know the word for it. You know when there's like a meta, it's like its own medicine for social media in a way. So like people don't like go completely crazy. It's kind of like regulated. So you know, somebody says something crazy online, somebody else might say something crazy back to him, and it kind of just defends itself. So like social media doesn't like completely branch. I mean, social media is kind of going a little bit crazier slowly and slowly and slowly. But I think it would be worse if it wasn't for people like calling out people, like trying to cancel people, you know, just if someone said something crazy, it's not going to trend and it's more people shutting that down.
I feel like online, you really can't hide anything.
Yeah.
You really can't hide anything. Like the second your name is out there, your face is out there, people are going to find out everything that they can about you. People are going to like come on and say things. Yeah, it is weird, isn't it? It's very creepy to think about. Because I know I like find people, I like influencers on like TikTok. I'm like, oh, that seems really cool. I like the content. And then I'll go find their Instagram. Like in retrospect, I don't really want someone doing that to me. If I'm just like posting for fun on my TikTok and I'm just like with my friends. But like, yeah. So the next question I have, I think this is a really good question. Right. Do you think social media activism is meaningful or performative or both?
When you mean performative, you mean like, does it take action?
No, like, you know, those people that just be like, those people who be praying like, oh, shout prayers for this and they don't really mean it. I mean, like, okay.
Like, they'll all talk, no bite. They'll like, they'll talk about like supporting certain things, but then they won't actually like go out and do it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's all talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know how many people I saw, let's say, posted stuff about certain world events going on.
Yeah.
And hasn't done anything. And have to post it again.
Like, I mean, like,
to a point, it becomes a trend, actually. You know? That's what I think.
But I think they're kind of, like, pushing the coverage about it. Because, like, let's say there's, like, a war overseas. Like, you can't really pull up and help, you know? You kind of... What are the ways that you can help besides just posting, though?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could donate. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I could probably donate if we got more sponsors. Yeah.
So subscribe. Mm-hmm. I have the money to do it.
Please subscribe to our YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, and check us out on BajaTV.com.
You don't know Miss Producer's name?
I do know Miss Producer's name. I'm just very...
Also, we need to fund Megan's, spending addiction.
Really?
Yeah. I went shopping yesterday, so we kind of need to pay my credit card bill.
I ain't getting a lick of these sponsorship money, bro. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Hello. Do you want to do one more question?
I would love to do one more question.
You want to do one more question? Perfect. So this one is, if you could design a healthier social media platform for Gen Z, what would it look like, especially in terms of like mental health and well-being?
You want to go first, Todd?
This is a terrible thing for me to speak about.
I think for something like that could benefit people a lot. Like one weird thing I noticed is that China likes to they push a lot of like informative learning stuff on their like TikTok and stuff. So it's like not like it's more like people doing science projects, dancing, more of just like everyday life skills. You know, someone dancing, something else, like you don't want to see stuff like that. So I think that's a cool way to like transform your social media. So it's not like you're completely limiting people, but it's like,
yeah, I really like that idea. When the platform focuses on education. I like that.
Well, not like completely education, but like family stuff, but like education, it's not pushing the wrong things constantly just because the algorithm's like,
It's a very healthy platform.
A healthier algorithm.
But I think for a great social media app, there needs to be a bit of negative and a positive, because you have menaces and you have, you know, goody two shoes.
So you want like a good mix? What's your idea of a good mix though? What's your idea? Tell me your For You page. That would be a good mix. Like, tell me though, like, I want post 1, 2, and 3. What is post 1 about?
Hey, you want me to do it on my phone right now? Watch.
That's a horrible idea.
I show speed.
That's
number one.
That's
Real Madrid.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a really good one. What's the third one?
Loki, my For You page is just food Real Madrid, and that's about it.
I can't. That's a solid one. That's solid. That's understandable.
Yeah, I would make a social media app with just like just straight cooking videos, because you know. I had this girl, right? I asked her, can you cook? And she said, nah. I'm like, what do you mean?
Can you cook?
Yes, I could cook. Is there a problem?
No, I was just making sure.
What's your favorite meal to cook?
What can you make? Yeah.
You just ask him, bro. You gotta like just hesitating.
Bro, I
you might be pumping.
Stewed chicken. Oh, I love to grill steak.
Oh god, that sounds good.
Curry goat. Bro,
how do you season your steak?
Oh, you asking all these questions. Salt, pepper, thyme, garlic powder, and make sure you have a lot of butter to baste it.
I use some rosemary.
Okay, sorry for pressuring you. Continue with what you were talking about before, though.
Now I lost my train of thought because Meg
was. No, you were making. You talking about the app, the cooking app.
I would just make an app for people just to cook and show their recipes, because a lot of people I realize don't know how to cook, and as I find that's a very big need in this day and age. I don't even know how to cook.
You gotta like mix that in with like social media though. So like people aren't just gonna download the app specifically just to cook unless they're like already cooking. So. I'm just saying you can like do like a plugin. You can combine it with like Instagram, filter your way in, let those people learn how to cook through that. You know, sneak it in your girlfriend's For You page, and then she's like, "Oh, I want to cook for you." That's a good idea. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. No. Look at me like I'm crazy, dude.
You're crazy.
That's why you lost your dreads. General G is gone forever.
That's why.
Okay, guys. So we have one last question and then we're done for the day. Ready?
Yeah.
So this one's from the producer. This is a serious one.
Miss Producer herself?
This got to be important.
Yeah. How do you verify if something you see on social media is true or trustworthy? Do you automatically believe it, or do you like fact check it when you see it?
Usually it has a fact checker right underneath like a video or something.
You can't trust that all the time though.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying
you can't.
So that narrows it down a quite bit. But for me, I look at like a lot of sources from everywhere. Good. So if it's a certain topic, I listen to the good and bad of it. So I go for my own opinion to see if it's like if I think it's true or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's very unexpected of you, not gonna lie. I think there's a lot of stuff on social media, like I've been fooled like a lot of times, not a lot of times, a few times, where it's like,
that's a very believable, you know, but he's been fooled.
There's a lot of stuff, like, especially on Instagram, like, you just receive an update on information, like, oh, this new story just happened, yada, yada, yada. And then you gotta, like, if you really wanted to look into it, like, let's say I go on whatever, like, the New York Post, stuff like that, see an update, it's like, oh, this actually didn't happen, it's more of this. People kind of like to cherry pick little details and put them as the news, stuff like that. So, oh, and have you seen them new AI videos where they're, like, trying to, like, make it look like real life?
Yeah, I've been fooled by
it. It's low-key kind of obvious. Some of them are, like, if you're, like, older, like,
I mean, one of my friends and his ex, it was hilarious.
That should be illegal.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That should be illegal. That's terrible.
That Ajay, you're next. I agree.
Ajay, you're next, bro. You better not get on my bad side. I'll make a video of anyone. Don't get on my bad side.
Miss Producer, is there something in the contract that prevents that from happening?
Nah.
I'm going to assume she said yes.
Kind of biased thing is going on here.
You mean biased? It's just, I would hope the contract protects me from being attacked by people like you.
but if I'm a colleague, then what?
Being attacked by your colleagues?
Yeah.
There should be something protects you from that.
All right, guys, on that note, we gotta wrap it up.
Okay, thank you guys so much for pulling up once again. If you liked it, tell your friends. If you didn't, tell your enemies. Either way, we get Z views.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to follow us on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, all that, and especially BadgerTV.com. So,
yeah,
have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
Bye.
Later, general.